listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. I'm Rachel Otwell. There's more than one venue in the Springfield area where you can enjoy the great outdoors and see a classical musical all at the same time. This weekend, the Pajama Game opens at the Theater in the Park in New Salem. I was recently joined by the director and lead characters who will tell us more about it.
I'm Sean Rose. I am the director of the Pajama Game, and I'm very glad to be here this morning.
That was very scripted.
Wasn't it?
Becky Bertram, and I am playing Catherine, quote, babe, unquote, Williams.
Ooh.
And I am Mark Wheeler, and I'm playing Sid Sorokin.
So this play premiered over 50 years ago. Give us a little bit of a background on the history, if you can.
The show is based on the book 7½ Cents. It deals with labor issues in a pajama factory. The union is fighting for a 7½ cent per hour raise. And they took this delightfully funny book and turned it into a wonderful musical with a whole cast of zany characters. It's just a lot of fun. It really is. It's the classic boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets back together with girl, and everybody lives happily ever after type story.
And Sean, as the director of this, what made you choose to do this production specifically?
I love this show. I've always loved this show. I love the music. I love the characters. I felt that it would be a very good match for the tip stage, for the venue. I have just always wanted to bring this show to life with my own vision. It's a delightful movie with Doris Day and John Raitt. And I've tried to keep it from being Hollywood as much as I possibly can. And that is, I'm also a very less is more type director. I like the audience to fill in the details, the minor details in terms of the set and the props and things. We try and keep it as minimal as possible.
And so, Becky, you play the lead role, female lead, right?
Sure.
And tell us a little bit about that character. This is from the 50s, but she seems pretty independent for that era.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. She is kind of the head of the union itself. So she's actually, like you said, playing or being something that you wouldn't typically see in the 50s. She's very strong-willed, actually. Because in the course of fighting for this raise with the labor issues, she's fallen in love with her boss. And then partway through, she's really mad at her boss. So she's got a lot of depth, actually.
She does.
She does a lot of circles and emotions. So that's been fun to actually play with. I didn't know exactly how that was going to work out for me, but it's worked out really well.
It has. You've done a wonderful job.
So, Mark,
yes.
Tell us a little bit about your lead character here as well.
Well, Sid Sorokin is the superintendent. He's a new superintendent. They can't seem to keep him superintendents at the factory too long, and so he's fresh on the job, and he's kind of wants to make a name for himself and keep the job. And of course, he gets in a little I don't know, fisticuffs would be the proper term.
That's
a word for the day right there. He gets a little tiff with a worker, and then that's where the head of the grievance committee comes in, and that's where Babe Williams comes in. And then I realized, you know, being that strong personality that she is, I attract to that as a strong personality of a 50s type of character. So that's where my character goes, and he's just really trying to keep the peace with the laborers, and also trying to develop this relationship with somebody who he clearly probably shouldn't have a relationship with.
And so I just have to ask, why a pajama factory?
You know, pajamas were very big in the 1950s, and well, everybody needed them.
Mostly.
And your union at that time, we're talking about the Amalgamated Shirt and Pajama Garment Workers, the Amalgamated Garment Workers Union, which would have been shirts, pajamas, pants, overalls, anything garment unless it was shoes, and that was a different union altogether.
Well, maybe the writer picked it because there's a fashion show of pajamas at the
well,
end.
Well, this no, is, true. Is true. This yeah. is true.
And so tell us a little bit about, obviously we have the two lead characters with us here, but a little bit more about the rest of the cast, how big of an ensemble it is.
We have roughly 32 people, I believe I counted up. It's... When you look at the cast list, there really are only about 10 that are actually named. The rest are ensemble players.
But they're awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, no one, as we always say, a lot of people say, and as a director, I say this a lot, a chorus can either make or break a show.
Yeah.
And your chorus is there. Your leads can be fantastic, but if your chorus is not good, the show can fall apart.
And you guys mentioned that will be the 60th anniversary of this production. Any reason in particular you're doing it now? Does it, you know, hold up any themes that are still relevant to today?
Well, I think the labor disputes.
The labor dispute, yeah.
Definitely.
7.5 cent. We talked about this earlier. The 7.5 cent raise is no different than what's going on today with the minimum wage increase that is being debated as we speak, I'm sure. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I think is so funny is there is a song called 7.5 cents in the second act, and Prez, who is the actual union president, Prez and Babe have figured it out. They have sat up all evening with a pencil and a pad, and they've done all of the mathematics and figured out exactly how much they're going to make in 5 years, 10 years,
and
20 years.
Yeah.
And these amounts that they come up with, I mean, people in the cast, you know, in terms of 1954, the amount of money that they total up, it's astronomical to them. We hear the amounts and we're like,
that's not that much.
Really? Well, I mean, you know, she talks about, is it 20 years is...
20 years is $3,711.96.
Okay, and she thinks that she'll buy a pajama factory.
And
go on a buying spree, a trip to France across the sea.
A motorboat.
Taj Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, you know, and now we think of $3,000 and that's nothing.
You're listening to WUIS. We've been joined by members of the production The Pajama Game, which opens at New Salem's Theater in the Park on Friday. Becky Bertram and Mark Wheeler are going to give us a taste of a tune from the show.
I don't want to talk small talk.
What do you think they charge for him now?
Now that I'm alone with
you. Got
so
a buck ain't worth a damn now.
I don't want to talk
Read
small talk.
Read weather winters are getting milder.
We've got bigger things to do.
And that the teenage kids are wilder.
Let's not talk of the
One
weather.
One of these days I'll paint the kitchen.
Or the fashions for the fall.
Get Pop to put a new light switch.
Why don't we stop all this small talk? And I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I think I got off on that.
Oh, you have to come see the show.
You have to come see the show.
That
with,
was a
with
teaser.
The music.
That's a teaser. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us what that song was called and a little bit about what it's
called. Well, the song is Small Talk, and this is right after, of course, in. What's interesting about shows is that it only takes people on stage 2 minutes to fall in love, and then all of a sudden, the boom. And this particular scene, Babe and I are at her kitchen at her house, and her pop had just left us alone, so I'm kind of anxious to spend some alone time with Babe. And so she is kind of like, you know, well, no, that's okay. She's just bringing up different little things in life, and I'm not interested in that. And she says, are you hungry? And I say, not the way you think or not the way you mean. I mean, that's kind
beer,
of the build up to it. Have a beer. And, of course, a beer really does help that.
It's their flirt song.
It's a
period.
Flirt song.
It's,
but
it's like when everything is starting off.
And it's cute because, you know, it's like a little cat and mouse game around a small table, and I think people can appreciate it. And I kind of relate it when we're doing the song. What I think about is, and this is going more to personalize it. I think about my wife and I when we first went on the date.
And I think of Josh.
Yeah.
I think of my husband.
Because we're not married, obviously, together. But but I try to think about that. And my wife and I, we had actually went to see a movie. It was Memphis Belle. It was our first date I took my wife on. And it was just like, you know, that nervous tension you have, mm-hmm. and, you know, the holding of the hand. And that this whole song, when I'm going through it, I'm a little bit more forward with the character, because that's just the way he is. But I think about that, and I channel that mm-hmm. experience. And that's what is nice about this song. So that's a build up to the song and really what it means. And of course, you'd be surprised at the ending, because
many things happen.
So who do you think would particularly like this musical, The Pajama Game?
Oh, I think anybody could, yeah. if they would, you know, just give it a chance to come out and spend an evening outside. The weather's supposed to be great.
Yes.
You know, I think anybody could get into this show at some point or another. I mean, right from the bat, you know, Mark talked about earlier, the opening number, Racing with the Clock, is a fast pace. Like, the show doesn't start off slow. From the get-go, this show just moves very fast.
Yes.
And the music will catch you, if nothing else, because there are just different rhythms and harmonies, things that you don't hear in your quote-unquote nowadays show. So I really think anybody could actually come and enjoy it.
And I think anybody will see something in this show they can relate
to. Absolutely.
You're going to have the generation that grew up in that era that they're going to relate to the 3,000 and some odd dollars. You know, that's going to make sense to them, and they're going to be like, geesh, we've come a long way. You're going to have younger people that maybe are in the type of situation where the company they work at, they're having labor problems. And maybe they can look at this and see some of the lighter side of it.